Good morning, Chelveston, Caldergarden, Chelston Rise. It's Saturday, the 16th of May, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. Well, thank you to all the people that sent in more pictures of their mask-making efforts. Candy, Les and Sheila used the sock technique. Zara's was a full face mask of a leopard, unusual but effective. Lynn Freeman went in for gingham or flowers, and I'm hoping she didn't cut them from the back of a dress, or we might all be in for a treat this summer. Sharon tried a Venetian mask. Very chic, Sharon, certainly, but you might need a mask on a mask to deal with the nostril holes. Gordon Brooks decided to be the Stig with a full motorcycle helmet. Jenny Clark went to Waitrose in a full respirator outfit. Gosh. But the star, I think, of the morning was Chris Pentland with his clever use of a lid from a steamer. I'll post another montage in the newsletter of all the photos received yesterday. I know we're having some fun, but there's a serious purpose, stopping the spread. I'll also be posting a picture of Elliot, our postie, in today's newsletter. He's doing his bit to make us smile. He was out in another costume yesterday and everyone loved it. I think it's great that we've got a community-minded postie, someone who knows us and looks out for us. Just imagine living in a town or city where everyone's anonymous. Now, a few days ago, Melvin sent me some quotes from Winston Churchill. Now, that man knew how to turn a phrase and how to inspire. Churchill, that is, Melvin. One caught my eye immediately. A good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to create and maintain interest. Now, I'm not sure if that was a hint, Melvin, but today's podcast will be shorter than usual. I'm actually having the day off, the first since the 8th of March. That's nearly 10 weeks ago. Well, I say the day off. I'm obviously still doing the podcast, because you're listening to it, and the newsletter. I'll also be walking the hound, picking up litter, and delivering Peggy's Saturday newspaper. Then I'm taking the day off, so that's no grass cutting, no red van runs, and nothing until the evening, when I sort and prepare the Sunday service and write the next podcast. I'm even leaving the village, and indeed, the county. Apart from the emergency run to Argos in Olney, on Wednesday, this will be the first time leaving the county in all those weeks. Both of our blenders broke this week and they are used daily to feed the hound. I was most impressed by the Argos collection point in Olney. It was risk-free as is possible to be nowadays. So if you need something urgently, that's the place to go. Now, when I leave the village, Rachel gets nervous. Something usually happens. In her first month of looking after the village hall, we had a break-in while I was on holiday. She dealt with it brilliantly. Then we've had water leaks and a gas leak. We've had branches coming down from the Wellingtonia tree at schoolhouse, and all of these happened while I've been away for the weekend. Last summer, the big fire of Caldicot broke out at Manor Farm whilst I was away, and the fire service couldn't find the hydrants. Rachel and Mike both got involved, helping to close the roads, diverting traffic and looking for the hydrants. I was in a restaurant with Helen and her parents when Rachel called to see if I could remember where all the hydrants were. Now, they often say that there's no peace for the wicked. So sometime previously, perhaps in another life, I've clearly been very naughty indeed. I just wish I could have remembered the fun that I had then. So yes, today I'm going to see Helen in Lincoln for the first time in 10 weeks. She's clinically self-isolating, so we're going to break the rules, but only insofar as we're going to sit in her garden and have a picnic at an extreme distance. There may even be masks involved. I'll take a picture. Helen missed her birthday in isolation, so I'm taking up some cake from Lynn and a large quantity of Northamptonshire honey from Ray Dyer. Those bees have been working overtime getting it ready. We've obviously been video calling all this time, but it's going to be very strange being in the same village and being able to talk live, even though I'll sound like Darth Vader. Now, I'm sure this scene is going to be replicated by thousands of families across the land this weekend, but I do hope they understand and respect the need for social distancing. It'll be hard, but a wonderful opportunity to see family again. To finish with more words from Churchill, more politically correct this time, a pessimist sees the difficulty in every opportunity. An optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. I am definitely the optimist. We're all facing difficulties and challenges, but we're learning a new way of living and working, which may eventually improve our lives. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.